Testing 1-3 testing. Thomas E. McKnight Jr., I'm dictating a neurological report on Martha Hobson, H-O-B-S-O-N. Address is 3024 Biscayne, B-I-S-C-A-Y-N-E, Bay, Chico, California, 95973. Phone 530-845-8558. ID is XXX-XX-2159. Date of birth 7/20/1969. 56-year-old. Prevention Education Program Scheduler. Drugstore is CVS Esplanade. Primary care physician is Dr. John Schmidt, S-C-H-M-I-D-T, 2721 Olive Highway, number 9C, Oroville, California. Phone is 530-538-5680. Her other physician is Dr. Chapman, C-H-A-P-M-A-N, 2450 Oro Dam Boulevard, Suite E, Oroville, California, 95966, 530-712-2171. New paragraph, current medications, carbidopa, levodopa, 1.5 tablets 3 times per day for treatment of tremor. I'm sorry, changed her primary care physician to Dr. Sultan, S-U-L-T-A-N, Chopin, C-H-O-P-A-N-M-D. The clinical indication is neurological evaluation of tremor. Current complaints, headache, tremor in the right arm, weakness on the right side. Dear professional colleagues, and this is dated August 19th, 2025. Martha Hobson was seen for neurological evaluation with her history of tremor. It appears to be more postural and fine in nature. With features more consistent with essential tremor. New paragraph, evaluation shows concerns for cervical radiculopathy and myelopathy with a history of traumatic brain injury times two. New paragraph, she gave a history of adverse effects with treatment with Topamax and Mycelline. She reports no clear increase in the severity of her tremor. She participates in lightweight training, maintaining her strength. Current medications, metoprolol, succinate, extended release, 24-hour tablet, 50 milligrams daily. Mycelline, 50-milligram tablets, one every 12 hours, one-half tablet BID for 1 week, increasing to one BID. Topamax 25 milligrams, POBID. New paragraph, previous clinical findings of hypomimia, hypophonia, no blinking, resting tremor on the right. Some bradykinesia, slight cogwheeling with more rigidity on the right than the left. A mild kyphotic stance, good stride, festinating gait, in block turning. New paragraph. These findings are consistent with features of Parkinsonism and possible cervical radiculopathy or myelopathy following history of traumatic brain injury times two. New paragraph, current diagnostic findings. First paragraph, laboratory. Cardio IQ laboratory testing showed an elevated total cholesterol, LDL cholesterol, LDL particle, apolipoprotein A, biomarkers for inflammation, including high-sensitive CRP, LP-PLA2 activity, all caps ADMA, and metabolic markers including hemoglobin A1C, C-peptide, and insulin resistance score. New paragraph. Alzheimer's biomarkers were negative, but fibrinogen activity was increased at 449. Parenthesis 175-425 expected. C-reactive protein 11.3. New paragraph. Vitamin D level was sub-physiologic at 29. Neurofilament light chain, plasma, normal. Quest Alzheimer's disease detect APOE all in capitals, E3/E3. Epilepsy antibody evaluation. Was unremarkable. General chemistry panel was otherwise normal. TSH normal. Vitamin B12 and folate level normal. Hemoglobin A1C 6.0 pre-diabetic. Beta amyloid 42/40 ratio plasma normal. Previous recommendations, referral to Enloe Rehab for occupational therapy with upper extremity tremor, MRI cervical spine. Paragraph. Other findings. Right hip pain for 6 months. No progression of symptoms while taking Sinemet. She completed workup through UCD for swollen lymph nodes. Uncertain etiology. Tentative diagnosis, rheumatoid arthritis, Parkinsonian tremor, vitamin D deficiency, smoker, chest pain, palpitations, near syncope, abnormal electrocardiogram, hypertension, hormone replacement therapy, other past medical history, bronchitis, chickenpox, pneumonia. Medical adverse reactions, adhesive tape, systematic review of systems, general, nothing reported, endocrine, hair and skin become drier, cardiovascular, hypertension, irregular heartbeat, varicose veins, EENT, none reported, gastrointestinal, none reported, genitourinary, reduced bladder control, hematological, no symptoms reported, locomotor musculoskeletal. She has varicose veins. She complains of weakness in her muscles and joints. Mental health. She reports a difficulty sleeping. Neck, no symptoms reported. Neuropsychiatric, no symptoms reported. Personal safety. She complains of having frequent falls. Respiratory, no symptoms reported. Sexual function. She is sexually active and reports a satisfactory sexual life. Dermatological. She complains of eczema and skin disease on her right foot. Female gynecological. Last menstrual period, 2003. She has completed mammography. She has completed four pregnancies with four live births, one miscarriage. Two sons, two daughters. Year of birth, 1989, 1990, 1993, 1998. New paragraph, family history. Father was deceased at age 72 from a coronary. Mother, age 85 and alive. New paragraph, family medical history. Father with asthma, bleeding tendency, mother with cancer, father with diabetes, heart disease, no family history of arthritis, chemical dependency, convulsions, hypertension, and tuberculosis, mental illness, or other serious disease. New paragraph. Education, not indicated. Social history, health habits. She is married. She takes alcohol moderately. She has smoked cigarettes in the past. She uses no recreational substances. She lives with her husband. There is no dependence at home. Occupational concerns, stress. She's employed part-time. Serious illnesses and injuries. She has a history of fractures. She has a history of concussion. She denied unconsciousness. She's had serious illnesses. Fractured ankle, 2010. Concussion, 2013. She suffered an episode of, quote, blood poisoning in 2009. She spent a week in the hospital and recovered. Operations. She has never had a blood transfusion. She had a hysterectomy in 2005. She's never been hospitalized for medical care for a prolonged period. New paragraph, neuromusculoskeletal review of systems. General, she complains of fatigue. Head, she denies neuralgia, unusual headaches, spells and blackouts are similar family history. Neck, she complains of loss of grip strength in the right hand. Numbness in the right hip. With some constant pain. Neck. She denied symptoms. Upper back and arms. She denied symptoms. Mid back. She denied symptoms. Low back. She denied symptoms. Shoulders. She complains of constant pain in her right shoulder. 7/10. But no tingling or weakness. Elbows. She denied symptoms. Wrists. She denied symptoms. Hips, she denied symptoms. Ankles, she denied symptoms. Feet, she denied symptoms. New paragraph. Recommendations for evaluation of Parkinson's findings. We will obtain her UC Davis records indicating her CT scan reports. We will obtain the reports of her evaluation for swollen lymph nodes from Orville Hospital. Referrals, recommended, physical therapy at Pillsbury. cardiology referral to exclude atrial fibrillation. Sleep testing to rule out restless leg syndrome. Referral for DAT brain scan to exclude Parkinsonism. New paragraph.
It's 5:58 a.m.
We will see her for reevaluation with the results of her DAT scan. And records of her evaluation, since I'm with my professional signature.